Good morning, welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we're going to be focusing on Perek Memtes, the 49th chapter in Sefer Yeshayahu. We're really in the tail end of the Sefer right now, coming towards the close. This is a very personal Perek. Yeshayahu speaks very personally, very graphically in this Perek. We're going to hear a few different themes. Well, first about his own personal relationship to his job, to his position, and also HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship to Klal Yisrael, to specifically Tzion, to Zion itself. So the first thing is in the first section, which runs really from Pasuk Aleph all the way through Pasuk Zion. It's a very beautiful description how he says, Shimo iyim elai, listen to islands to me. He says, Hashem mibeten kara'oni. Hashem called me from the womb. Mimei imi hiskir shmi, he called my name in the very womb. And he describes our HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him like a sharp spear, but at the same time hid him away and protected him. It's interesting to know that, of course, Yeshayahu was related to some of the kings of Israel, of Yehuda, which meant to say that he had certain protection for the things that he said, unlike other Nevi'im, who were like Yirmiyahu later on, who were persecuted because they were saying things that were unpopular. Yeshayahu was not able to be persecuted. At the same time, he was sharp, but also hidden. he describes the most powerful and perhaps saddening moment. He says, Ani amarti lorik yogati. I said, you know what, all said and done, I did this for naught. Latoyu vohevel koichi kilisi. People didn't listen to me. This is all valueless to spend my life talking to the stubborn people. Achein mishpati es Hashem upulasi es Elokai. But you know what? I'm working for God. I'm working for Hashem, and Hashem is going to pay back my reward, even though the people wouldn't deign to listen to me. I mean, just think about what that means. Think about speaking to a people. Think about being this leader, day in, day out, saying what's true, what you know to be true, what Hashem's telling you to be true, and they tune you out. They've got better things to be doing. Then Yeshayahu realizes that he may not get sipuk hanefesh from the people he's talking to, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his savior. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his employer, so to speak. Then at the end of this section, he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes him as an eved, as his servant chosen from the womb, who he'll give strength, he'll give honor to. And he says that as part of this job description, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're not only a Navi to my people, but you're a Navi to the world. I'm going to make you a Navi to the Goyim, to the Le'or Goyim. You're going to be to a light unto the nations, like Israel is a light unto the nations. You too will be that. And he points out that the Goel, the Redeemer, will be Livzoi Nefesh. He will be it. People won't like him. The kings will fear him. And people will respect him, but the Amcha won't necessarily appreciate him. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu will choose him and make him the leader. It says so much in terms of leadership, this section. There's one thing just to point out, that Rashi points out in this section, what does it mean that Yeshayahu was called by name in the womb? Rashi says a remarkable thing, something perhaps we didn't even stop to think about. What Sefer are we learning? We're learning the Sefer Yeshayahu. What does the word Yeshayahu actually mean? Yeshayahu comes from the root Yeshua, which means salvation. That means to say, says Rashi, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him from the womb, it means to say that his mission in life was to be the prophet of Yeshua, of Nechama, of salvation. That's what his mission in life is. Imagine where being born and knowing what your mission is. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. It's interesting to contrast this with Perek Vav, where the angel is sort of nominated him to be the Navi, while it was later on worthwhile thinking about and contemplating. You know, but This is about his role as a leader, and there's a certain bitterness that's almost you can hear over here. It's almost that he's willing to give up because it's so difficult to be a leader, so difficult to be a leader of Jews. Famously, you know, Yehuda Avner in his book, The Prime Ministers, describes a conversation between Golda Meir and President Nixon at the time. And she says, President Nixon, you're the president of 150 million Americans. I'm the prime minister of 6 million prime ministers. That's what it's like. It's very, very difficult to lead. And Yeshayahu is saying, I actually don't get the sipok kanepesh from the people I speak to. I get it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a good reminder to leaders that it's not easy. And if it's not easy, it's probably a sign you're doing something right. The next section of the Perek describes the redemption of Israel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises that there'll be a day of mercy where he'll listen to Israel, he'll protect them, and he'll save them. He'll allow the prisoners out of their darkness from the exile, and he'll bring them back. They won't be hungry, they won't be thirsty. They'll be protected from the sun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lead them across leveled mountains and filled up valleys. They'll come from afar, from the north, from the west. He even says, Me'eretz Sinim, which most of the Mefarshim understand to mean from the Egypt area, from the south, and the heavens and the earth will rejoice. right? The why will they rejoice? Ronu shamayim v'gili ha'aretz. They will rejoice. Why? Because Nicham Hashem Amoy v'ani yov yirachem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has had mercy on his nation. The creation will, in a certain sense, snap back to a primordial state of being where things are in the right way they should be, and the creation will reflect that in its natural order. The next section is HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to Tzion. He turns to Zion itself, and he just, and it's almost like a personal interaction with Tzion in this next section, running from Yud Dalet all the way through to Chof Aleph. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'tomer Tzion, Azavoni Hashem. Tzion says to herself, Hashem has forgotten me. V'Hashem Shechechani. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is no longer thinking about me. When you think about this, this is such a powerful moment over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns and says, HaTishkach Isha Ula, Merachem Ben Bitna. Will a mother ever forget her children? Will a mother not have mercy in her soul on her own child? If a woman could, I wouldn't, says Hashem. I will never forget you, O Zion, even though for millennia you will lie desolate and in the hands of enemies, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes, I've engraved you on my hands, so to speak. And then he says a very strange sentence. Miharu bonayach, hurry children. That your destroyers and those your plunderers came out of you. We'll come back to that in a moment. Then he goes on to describe how Se'i Sovi V'Nayach, which is a song now Shreki sings, just look around and see that all your children are coming back, and in fact your children will come back, and they will, and your destroyers will be so far away, and there'll be so many people that they'll say, Tzar li amakom. There's not enough space in Jerusalem to live anymore. There's no space to sit anymore in Jerusalem. That's how much there'll be a salvation. And Yerushalayim and Sion will say, Ani shekula. I was bereft. My children left. Where did these even come from? That's how shocked Yerushalayim will be when the return comes. And look at today. Look at today. Go on a Sukkot on a Pesach. Can you find a space in the old city of Yerushalayim? Can you find a place to rent in Yerushalayim? That's exactly what we're seeing right now. What does it mean that there's in that powerful sentence in this section? Children, your destroyers came out of you. What does that mean? Radak says you can. It's saying children come back because those who are the destroyers, the bad, the Rishoyim, have left already. Now that they've left, there's a vacuum. You can come back. That's what Radak understands. Malbim says no. Miaru bonach means if you do tshuva now, then those who are surrounding and besieging Jerusalem and are trying to kill you in the streets, even today, they'll leave. It doesn't depend on geopolitics. It doesn't depend on security. It doesn't depend on the amount of security guards. It depends on our level of adherence to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Yeshayahu is telling us. And finally, the Masudas says something which unfortunately we bitterly know to be true, and that is that, you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says? Marasayach marchivach mimeich yotzol. The evil people, perhaps our worst people we contend with sometimes in history, are the Jews themselves. It's sometimes the Jews themselves who are the ones who are the worst to deal with. I mean, just recently we read in the news, you know, at the time, a little while back, when there was those days of rage called in Gaza, there were a bunch of Jews outside the parliament in England who were saying Kaddish for the Hamas terrorists who were killed. Saying Kaddish for terrorists? How if you don't know how to sort out an achzar, you'll have rachamim on an achzar, on a cruel person. That's what the Yishayahu is saying. Finally, the last little section over here describes how HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to raise a banner and all of his children will come back, and the non-Jewish people who had oppressed them will kiss the dust on their feet, and they'll lick the dust on their feet. They'll have this renewed respect. And he says to the nations, you think that you can't extract the spoils from Esav? Well, I'm going to destroy you and bring back all the hidden spoils of war. And he says in the most dramatic pasuk, V'achalti es monayach es besorom v'chasis damam yishkorun. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to feed your bodies, your flesh, to the beasts of the field, and your blood to the birds of the heaven. V'yodu kol basor ki ani Hashem oshiyech v'goalech. And you'll know that I am the Redeemer. I am bringing back Israel. I am serious about this. If you think about this, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, he says, you look into the Vatican, you see all the lost treasures, the unadmitted treasures that nobody talks about. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there's going to come a day, I'm going to open up those doors, and all the doors of all the people in Europe, when they came back to the houses after the Holocaust, and people pretended they never knew who the real owners were when they were neighbors and they took all the candlesticks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's going to come back. It's going to come back. We're waiting. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.